Good morning. Here's your Stoke FM news for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. I'm Megan Dooling, live in the Stoke FM station. Candidates for city council, mayor, and student board trustees are now posted on the city's website. This is for the upcoming election on October 15th, in which a director for our regional district, the Columbia Shoe Swap Area B, will also be elected. There are two people in the running to be mayor: Gary Sulls, the incumbent or current mayor, and Nicole Sherlette. Sherlette is currently a city councillor, so now she's running for mayor. Tim Palmer and Jackie Rind are two councillors who are running for a second term, and there are six councillor positions open. There are 10 other candidates. They're listed on the city's website, but I'll read them for you now. Angus Woodman, Tim Stapenhurst, Eddie Schultz, Rashta Rubia, Aaron Orlando, Austin Lucio, Tony Juglum, John Hordyke, Lee Devlin, and Matt Cherry. Sorry if I said anyone's name wrong. There will be five school board trustees elected. In the running are Jody Allen, Alan Chell, Nathan Harrison, Tamarin Martin, Kat Moffitt, Wendy Rhoda, Sasha Walsh, and Sarah Zimmer. Also of note for this election is that we're able to vote by mail-in ballots for the first time officially since the pandemic. You have until September 16th, that's in 2 days, to fill in an application to vote by mail. Go to City Hall or the City of Revelstoke website for an application or more information. Hopefully that gets more people voting. I think that's the intention behind that. In other news, some of you have a long weekend coming up. The federal government declared September 19th a national day of mourning for Queen Elizabeth II, the monarch of Great Britain, who recently passed away. In a statement yesterday, the province of British Columbia said the day will be observed here. Federal employees will get a statutory holiday on Monday. Public schools will be closed, and most Crown corporations will also be closed here. We have advised the provincial public sector employers to honour this day in recognition of the obligations around federal holidays in the vast majority of provincial collective agreements, reads the statement from the province of BC. It goes on to say, we encourage private sector employers to find a way to recognise or reflect on the day in a way that is appropriate for their employees. That's my news. Have a great day.